The attorney for one of the people charged with felonies related to the Mid-Central Education Cooperative in Platt says the state is using his client as a scapegoat. The investigation involves crimes connected to Mid-Central and a program called Gear Up. South Dakota Public Broadcasting's Keely Boltina reports.
Authorities have charged three people in a complicated case involving multiple education organizations, grant money, and alleged theft. Stacy Phelps, an education and Native American advocate, is one of those charged. He was program manager for South Dakota's Gear Up initiative, which aims to help Indian students prepare for college. Phelps faces charges of falsifying and backdating contracts to avoid an audit. Attorney Dana Hanna calls charges against Phelps groundless.
Mr. Phelps is being made a scapegoat by the Attorney General to distract attention from the fact that the state of South Dakota, specifically the Department of Education, was asleep while Mr. Westerhaus stole $1 million that should have gone to Indian kids.
Court filings indicate that Mid-Central Education Co-op business manager Scott Westerhaus funneled funds from one organization to another and submitted false invoices to access money for his personal expenses. Documents indicate his wife Nicole was also involved. Officials say Scott Westerhaus shot Nicole and their four children in September before lighting the family home on fire and killing himself. Attorney General Marty Jackley says the violent deaths first brought his attention to the education initiatives in Platt.
As we began that process on September 17th, we learned of a whole lot of different concerns. And really based upon that, we have not looked the other direction, but instead dug into the facts. And we believe that we found some pretty serious concerns. And we've done what's called the initial charges.
Jackley emphasizes people charged are innocent until proven guilty. He says these filings are the beginning of an ongoing investigation that could implicate more people and lead to additional charges. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Keely Boltina in Sioux Falls.
In addition to allegations against Stacy Phelps, former employee Stephanie Hubers faces charges of grand theft. And the previous leader of Mid-Central Education Cooperative, Dan Gerke, is accused of falsifying evidence and conspiracy.